talking about athletic females here today.
Oh, okay.
So we got a good one here for you.
We're talking about, you know.
Yeah, we're going to go from one woman that we, you know, mad respect to another just that just needs to shut the hell up.
Are we talking about one of those man-woman transfer
beatdowns? No, the gym rat.
Oh.
The gym rat.
There we go.
Here we go.
Don't talk to me while I am at the gym.
Okay.
Don't talk to me while I am at the gym.
No problem.
I'm here to get these gains, not to get asked on a date. Don't talk to me while I am at the gym.
No problem.
A few moments later.
Y'all, I'm disappointed in people. I was at the gym today, I felt super jacked, and not one person said, nice muscles. And it's like, you saw this, and you didn't say anything? That's embarrassing for you.
All right.
Really?
I'm going to be honest. That little girl is never going to live that down.
No.
That shit went viral.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, this is indicative of the typical female who bitches about something and then bitches about the problem. There's no solution. You can never make these women happy.
I mean, well, we'll play it one more time, and we can take pauses as we go through it, just because it's so stupid.
Don't talk to me while I am at the gym.
No problem.
Don't talk to me while I am at the gym. I'm here to get these gains.
Okay, those are the gains that she's supposedly getting.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much there to be happy about, I'm just saying.
Gains, not to get asked on a date. Don't talk to me while I am at the gym.
Bullshit.
A few moments later.
Y'all, I'm disappointed.
Actually, you know what? I've got a song for her. Okay. Let me just mull it over in my head here. Don't lie about why you're at the gym. We know why you're really at the gym. You're there to swallow sperm, but you want it on your terms. That's why you wear a sports bra to the gym.
Oh, my God!
If you didn't want to blow them, you just lift those weights at home. Instead, you've banged 10 guys from the gym. That's the problem here.
Yeah.
If all you're there for is really to lift weights, you don't dress in a sports bra and skin-tight yoga pants.
Well, I personally, you know, when I go to the gym, I don't really care what women are wearing. I don't even talk to them. I don't need the trouble.
Oh, I know. But I'm just saying, that's not why she's there.
Mm-hmm.
We know why she's really there.
And you get the same kind of complaints. You get women who are in college who are like, I'm just here to study and get on it. Yeah. I want to have a good career. And then they're like, there's no men here.
Yeah.
You ran them off. Look, you can only kick the dog so many times before it doesn't come back.
And on top of that, I mean, it's safe to assume that people tend to pick their wardrobe tools to perform a function, right?
So a uniform?
A uniform, what have you. Like
overalls for somebody who gets stuff.
You wear like your Under Armour shirts, and you always have a pair of pants where you can put tools or sidearm, whatever, in them.
Mm-hmm.
If it rains, you want to wear galoshes, raincoat, or you use an umbrella to
mission
stay
specific.
Dry. Yeah. So if what you're really going to the gym for is to work out and perspire, which helps you lose weight, wouldn't you wear, I don't know, sweats?
You'd think so.
Something that would encourage that along, like the sweatshirt that Rocky wears in Rocky 2. You have to wear that stinking sweatshirt? Well, it brings me luck. You know what it brings? It brings flies.
Yeah. Well, that's got a point.
So if you're wearing a sports bra and skin-tight pants to the gym, it's because you want to get looked at.
Yep.
Problem is, on that day,
you didn't want to.
Well, no, the guys who give her attention are not the guys that she wants. On the second day, the guys that she wanted to pay attention to, they were there, but they didn't want her.
Nope. Which is it's fairly common that happens. So.
Yeah. Watch yourself some Grunt Speak Live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, and leave the butt hurt at home, okay?